Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on,
but we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
We're coming to your city. Gonna play our guitars and sing you a country song. We'll all be flying higher than a jet airliner. And if you want a little bang in your yin yang, come along.
And as President of the United States, I've interviewed him. And he has trouble sometimes connecting, and his answers sometimes don't make sense.
My sympathies to the family of your CFO, who dropped dead very unexpectedly.
Is there any kind of promise beforehand that the Saudis will increase production?
No, there's no promise beforehand. There's not.
Freedom is back in style. Welcome to the revolution.
Yeah, we're coming to your city. Gonna play our guitars and sing you a country song.
The new Sean Hannity Show. More behind-the-scenes information on breaking news and more bold, inspired solutions for America. This is a special edition of The Sean Hannity Show. America trapped behind enemy lines. Day number 307.
Hour 2, Sean Hannity Show. Happy Friday for those of you that are off on the weekend anyway. 800-941-SEAN on number. You want to be a part of the program. Peter Ducey, I mean, I thought it was pretty good, the exchanges with him and Jen Psaki, circle back. These are now becoming even more epic in terms of it, just a downright beatdown of Ducey versus the new White House press secretary, Corinne Jean-Pierre, as she had an exchange yesterday with Peter over the issue of gas prices. Let me play some of this for you.
Why is the president saying that inflation is worse everywhere but here?
Because what we have seen across the globe, first of all, inflation is a global challenge, as we have said. It is caused by clearly the pandemic, this once-in-a-generation pandemic that we are coming out of, and also most recently the war that Putin started in Ukraine.
I did look globally, though. He says that inflation is worse everywhere but here. That's not true. The U.S. has worse inflation than Germany, France, Japan, Canada, India, Italy, Saudi Arabia. Well, so why is he saying that?
I think what we are saying is that when you talk about inflation, it is a global global thing.
Just grow more here in the U.S., though.
Because we don't need to do that. What we need them to do is, with the oil that's out there, we need them to refine that oil so that the capacity could go up, and then prices would go down, inherently go down.
And so, I know the president once said that he was going to end fossil fuel. Is that now off the table?
No, we are going to continue to move forward with our clean energy proposal, our climate change proposal.
Is that the priority, climate change over gas prices?
No, that's not what we're saying. I'm answering the question.
Is his priority lowering gas prices or is it addressing climate change?
First of all, you can do both at the same time.
It's like a comedy show. Because that's the one thing they won't do, the one obvious answer to the biggest problem we have and the biggest that's having the biggest impact on inflation. And I love the pushback by Peter Doocy. This inflation is a global challenge. Well, it's a global challenge, but ours is far worse than Germany, France, Japan, Canada, India, Italy, Saudi Arabia, and other countries on top of that. It's a pretty unbelievable. I mean, it's almost like a layup now every day for Peter Doocy, because they don't have good answers for any of this. Anyway, we'll get the take of our friend Mark Simone, morning show host on our flagship in New York, AM 710 WOR, and Joe Concha, Fox News contributor, columnist with The Hill. He'd make a hell of a media host. I hear they might have an opening soon on fake news CNN, but I'd hate to lose you, but I'm just hearing rumors. I'm reading them on the internet. You can't trust the internet, right, Joe?
CNN, the Concha News Network, it has a ring to it.
If you go there, you'll never be on this show again. That's all
point.
I have to say.
A tree falling in the forest type of scenario, right?
That's the end of everything. Oh. Let me start with you, Mark Simone. I mean, it's like a layup for Peter. It's so simple. It's so basic. It's so fundamental. It's so obvious to everybody except the climate alarmist religious cult members that are brainwashed.
Well, the problem is all the fact checkers are corrupt. AP, Washington Post, factcheck.org.
They're corrupt, right.
Totally corrupt. Look at Joe Biden made that speech filled with whoppers the other day. They went silent for 3 days. If you said one wrong thing, they'd be publishing it day and night. If Trump said any of this.
Oh, my gosh. By the way, they're still publishing for the 5,000th time my text messages. I'm like, still? I mean, you're still posting it? Oh, my gosh. We don't have freedom anymore, Mark Simone.
You just played a pretty big exchange. Where are the fact checkers fact checking that?
Well, by the way, who's going to fact check the fact checkers? Because they're wrong 90% of the time anyway. Just like they fact check Hunter Biden's laptop or Russia collusion. I mean, they've dragged this nation in two presidential elections, Joe Concha. We had 3 years of never-ending lies. Hillary Clinton, we know, signed off on the Alpha Bank Trump Tower servers that supposedly had contact with this Russian bank. And we know she paid for the dirty Russian disinformation dossier. And everybody got it wrong. And without exception, none of them have owned up to how wrong they were.
And Hillary Clinton also talks a lot about stolen elections. The Russians stole the election just like Stacey Abrams does. That's okay if they do it, right? It depends on what letter you have next to your name. But I love the best fact check of all time was in 2020 when Donald Trump said, I think it was in April or May, that we could have a vaccine available to the public by the end of the year. And fact checkers, who knew they had this sort of technology, traveled through time, probably in a DeLorean, 1985 DeLorean, 1.21 gigawatts, boom, and they fact-checked and said...
All right, by the way, Mark Simone, Concha showing off here. Keep going, Joe.
Back to the future reference. Mark knows that, of course. But you get the point. They fact-checked something that hadn't happened yet and said it was impossible for a vaccine to come, and of course, it did. Back to the press secretary, the current one, and Karine Jean-Pierre. I mean, her performance to this point, guys, she is unsteady. She's not confident. She is egregiously unprepared for these press briefings. It's one of the hardest white-collar jobs you could have, I think, but it doesn't appear that she's prepared at all. John Kirby should be in that position. He's the former Pentagon spokesperson. He at least is articulate. He's at least professional and at least has some credibility. She, as you said, is saying things like it's a global challenge with inflation. That takes about 14 seconds to fact check in the Google machine.
I got to give her credit. I mean, I think she's more articulate, certainly, than our own vice president with every word salad that she puts out there every day. The giggling vice president, Kamala Harris.
I have haven't even heard her speak in a long time, Harris, right?
Well, she's setting up the new misinformation, disinformation, Orwellian nightmare for the Biden administration. She's done such a great job on everything else.
Right. The border, that's taken care of, so we could check that part off, right? Voters' rights, so-called, that she was fighting for. Yeah, that worked out well. Look at Georgia. Boy, they doubled their voter rolls under the Jim Crow 2.0 laws. Yeah, so you're right. I guess you could say that Karine Jean-Pierre is more articulate than Kamala Harris, but that's like being the skinniest kid at fat camp, right? I mean, it doesn't really mean all that much, Sean.
All right, you're gonna get crushed now for fat shaming. What do they call that, Mark Simone? What do they call it?
It's not PC. You can't say anything without getting in trouble.
What if I call myself? I got a fat stomach. Am I not allowed to be honest?
Oh no, you definitely, because the fact checkers will confirm it left and right. And
it's getting more flat because I've been eating my paleo diet. I've been sticking to a pretty. It's like a regimen now for me.
And Mark, I can attest to this. My son met Sean a couple of weeks ago and hit him as hard as possible in the stomach, and Sean didn't even flinch. Now, he's in kindergarten, but still, he said, Daddy, that was like hitting a brick wall. I'm like, wow, Sean, at 44.
Listen, when you do a few hundred sit-ups and V-ups every day, trust me, your stomach's going to get tighter. It works.
Wow.
I'm actually now up to 100-pound dumbbells that I can press. I can do 15 times now. On
good
each
for you.
Each side.
That age, well,
for an old guy, that's not bad, right, Mark Simone?
Hey, I lift 5 or 6 plates at a buffet almost every day.
I've seen him do it.
What are you putting on the buffet? What are you taking out of the buffet?
What am I not taking off the buffet? It's the greatest invention ever. So
I need a good laugh. I mean, it's like every day, I mean, we all do this. And I'm looking at the economic situation in this country, and I want to cry. And I'm like, I guess the only thing we can do at this point is laugh. We're stuck with 2.5 years worth of this Adam Schiff. I mean, Mark, I'll start with you. I mean, there's no way out, really. Winning in the midterms, that will help set the stage. But for real victory, you need to win 2 elections.
Yeah, I don't want to even say this because I don't want to upset you. I think the trouble has just begun. Art Laffer, Steve Moore, Larry Kudlow, these are our best economists. They think the recession has begun. A recession only ends when you do something to end it, and these guys aren't going to do anything to end it except make things worse. They got the dumbest cabinet I have ever seen. Look at Buttigieg. You figure, how can transportation screw up? The airlines are all clogged up right now. The ports are clogged up. Everything is a disaster. Diesel fuel trucks are stopping. This is all under Buttigieg, and he's probably the sharpest one in the cabinet.
Quick break. More with Mark Simone, Joe Concha on the other side, and your calls, 800-941-SEAN, our number.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're talking tea, we're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Here are some examples of what you'll hear from us on Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
This is where we discuss all things reality TV, all things popular culture.
And a little bit of Rappaport's reality, the reality of us.
We're figuring out. And if we had been recording these last 4 or 5 days, it would have been,
juicy.
Would have taken a left turn.
Listen to Rappaport's reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
All right, we continue our Friday roundup. Mark Simone and Joe Concha with us. Okay, so let's assume Joey's not running. Obviously, the New York Times and pretty much even fake news CNN has given up on Joe. So who's next in line? I don't see our giggling vice president as a prime candidate. Are we really going to look at Pete Buttigieg as the Democratic hopeful in 2024? God help us all.
Not with that resume.
Joe Concha.
Yeah, not with that resume. I mean, when you look at the supply chain crisis and he's done nothing to solve it. And again, he takes paternity leave for 2 months, doesn't even announce it in August of 2021. It's only revealed in October. Who does that during a crisis, right? You want to spend a couple of days with your kid. I get it completely. But in this case, come on. So he's out. And I look at Andrew Cuomo, not available for comment. Amy Klobuchar? No, I don't think so. Elizabeth Warren? No. Authenticity?
Yeah, I mean, there's
there.
No. Who's left on the list? I mean, is there a governor that maybe has a little bit of charisma that you can think of?
Yeah. His name, well, he's not a governor. He's a senator, but he has the highest approval rating of any senator.
Joe Manchin.
In the United States, and that's Joe Manchin. He's nearly.
He'll never get the nomination. They hate him.
That's
he's
the
a man
problem,
without
right?
a party. Yeah.
You know what, though? Joe Manchin could have a party. I think Joe Manchin should join the Republican Party.
Yeah, it's tough, though. It's tough. And you're going to have all these idiots jumping
in. What's so tough about it? Well, it's not hard saying you guys are a bunch of jackasses that have gone so woke and far left. I can't associate with you anymore.
Listen, Reagan switched to a switch party, but he was like 28. You can't do it at this stage. It's too late. It'll be Buttigieg. That'll be the Democratic nominee. They gave him like $200 billion to give out of that stimulus, and that's to buy favors in upcoming elections.
So you really think it's going to be Buttigieg? You're going out on a limb on June 17, 2022, before the midterm, and you're going to say that in the fall of 2024, it's going to be Pete Buttigieg? Mayor Pete is going to be their nominee?
Only guy in the cabinet that was given that kind of money to pass out in favors to counties, things where he'll need it. You know, the thing is, like, you got to find a vice president dumber than you as impeachment insurance. Biden was lucky he found Kamala. Buttigieg, Beto O'Rourke, perfect. You got somebody dumber than him. That'll be the ticket.
Wow. What do you think, Joe Concha? You agree with that? That's a bold prediction on Mr. Simone's part.
Buttigieg, Liz Cheney ticket. Think of the possibilities. Now, the problem is I try to live in a logical, common sense world. And you asked about, you know, maybe a governor that's out there. Andy Beshear is the governor of Kentucky. And a lot of people probably haven't heard of him, but he's polling in the 50s in a red state. So logically, maybe he's the guy who could come across as a moderate.
But he's got Joe Manchinitis. He's going to be labeled Joe Manchin. You think AOC, the squad, you think this new modern, new Green Deal, radical, climate alarmist, religious cult, Democratic Party is going to pick him?
No shot.
I don't.
That's what I mean. I'm using logic. So then maybe Mark is right, because who's good enough for them that they could get through the nomination process? AOC, by the way, could run. She'll be 35 by the time.
I'm all in favor of that.
It would be the most entertaining election of all time, that's for sure. But then you look at her congressional record, she hasn't passed one law. One bill that she sponsored hasn't even gotten
to
the
floor. Stop dissing our potential 2024 presidential candidate. Start being nice.
She's great.
I think you should support her. I think we should put literally, you know, even offer her website for people that want to donate and help her out.
I think, okay, let's start an AOC pack. I think this could be a good thing. And she's got good initials, you know, it rolls off the tongue. Easy to kind of absorb. So, yeah, AOC with Kinzinger.
Well, you are tapping into something that's true. And, Mark, you can confirm this, being the consummate New Yorker that you are. I don't know what the hell you love about the city that you live in. I have no idea. You love New York City, don't you?
the best restaurants, the best everything, the most fun.
Okay, you can pay less money and go to Vegas and have a better time. All right, so you love New York City. True or false, is Chucky Schumer afraid of AOC?
Absolutely terrified. This is the saddest thing of all. Guy's in politics 40 years. He rises to become the most powerful Democrat in the world and starts trembling because this bartender is yelling at him. There's no courage. It's the same thing with Pelosi and Biden. They're terrified of these young upstarts. If they had any real courage, they would stand up to them, and they'd win if they did.
Did you hear Joe Biden yesterday? Let me play a couple of cuts for you. Biden starts a speech at the White House with words of condolences. He's really, really, really heartfelt and thoughtful here. Listen.
And by the way, my sympathies to the family of your CFO, who dropped dead very unexpectedly. My best to their family. It's
tough
stuff.
To laugh. I feel awful for the family. I mean, sorry your CFO dropped freaking dead.
Don't you remember the guy's name? He just said
the CFO guy.
Yeah, I think he was told that before going in the room. Oh, by the way, throw some condolences. But try to use passed away next time, Mr. President. Maybe yeah. A little more sensitive.
Maybe try to remember the poor guy's name. Maybe just show a little heart, a little soul, a little sympathy, maybe a little cognitive awareness. Just a small, tiny bit would be appropriate at this moment. I got to thank you both.
Yeah.
It's been a bad week of bad news, man. And it's only going to get worse. This has only just begun. Unfortunately, we are all right. I wish we were all wrong. We're not. And we appreciate the time. Mark Simone, host, morning show, AM 710, WOR, New York. Joe Concha, soon to be the host of his own media show on Fox, I pray. Fox News contributor, columnist for The Hill. Thanks, guys.
All right. Thanks. Enjoy your weekend.
All right, 800-941-SHAWN, our number. We'll get to your phones next. Linda, we needed that levity, right? How bad?
Desperately.
Desperate. Quick break, right back.
Standing up for what's right with America. We're back on the Sean Hannity Show.
All right, 25 till the top of the hour. Glad you're with us. 800-941-SHAWN if you want to be a part of the program. Person who is the Michigan Attorney General, Dana Nessel. Am I saying her name right? I think I am. Anyway, called for a drag queen for every school. Listen. Okay, a drag queen for every school. We pay more per capita per student on education than any other country in the industrialized world with the worst results. We usually end up anywhere between, 37 and 40-something in terms of proficiency in reading and math, etc. But we're gonna get a drag queen for every school. Apparently, this came up on MSDNC. You know, I really can't watch the guy. You ever see this guy, Chris Hayes? Linda, do you ever watch this guy?
He's insufferable. I do not watch him.
Him and he has some liberal guest on last night. They're trashing the backlash to children attending drag shows. And they're calling it scary, bizarre, disgusting, and violent, according to journalist Parker Molly, telling Hayes conservatives and Republicans who oppose children at drag events view LGBTQ people as a threat to be around children. On the screen, it read, the far-right threat. Right-wing extremists ramp up LGBTQ hate. Now, if parents want to take their kids to a drag show, I don't care. But Linda, do you care? I don't care. That's their business.
I care a little bit. Yeah, I would say I care.
Okay, you care. Okay, but now in New York City, this is where the issue came up this week that I was like flabbergasted by. New York City shelled out more than $200,000 in taxpayer money to have drag queens come into the classrooms to interact with school kids as young as three. I'm like, look, I'm pretty libertarian. I don't care if you want to be a drag queen, be a drag queen. I think people should, you treat people the way you want to be treated. All people. That's up. And when people become adults, school, if we are not living up to their mission, they're not living up to their mission to teach kids to read, write, do math, science, and computers, then all this other woke crap needs to go, especially when you're talking about three-year-olds.
But can I interrupt for one moment? One of the things that I don't think that we're talking about is specifically in New York, not only are they reading to the children in full drag, some of the outfits that they're wearing are very revealing. It would be revealing no matter who was wearing them, whether you're a man, a woman, a drag queen, however you identify, you are not properly clothed, in my opinion, unless you are going into a swimming pool to be in front of this group of children. In addition, they're helping the kids to put on makeup the way a drag queen would. They're doing makeup lessons for the kids to look like a drag queen. Why?
But talking in New York City, 3 years old. What about age appropriateness? Now, I'll tell you where my mind is on all of this. You know what? There are these creatures out there, and I know Terry McAuliffe doesn't think they should have a say in their kids' education. And I know Joe Biden says, they're your kids. No, they're not your kids, Joe. The kids have a parents. They're not potted plants. They're parents. Parents have their own value systems. Now, beyond the golden rule, treat others the way you want to be treated and behave in school and don't punch somebody in the face and do your work and et cetera, don't disrupt the classroom. Beyond that, the classroom is not the place where you have a captive audience. It's seemingly younger and younger kids. Remember what they said falsely was the don't say gay bill in Florida. We're only talking about kindergarten through third grade, that you weren't going to talk about gender identity issues. That's all they were talking about there. This is different. Now we've got drag queen in every school. Can we just first focus on the fundamentals where they're failing our kids spectacularly? You can't fail at a greater level, especially when you break it down in terms of the financing, the monies that are appropriated to educate our kids. You can't get any worse results than we're getting. You have 13 public high schools in Baltimore. Not a single kid in high school proficient in math and reading. Not one. Not a single kid. And Baltimore is the second highest per capita spending on kids in public education in the country. Give me, let's fix that problem. Let parents do their job. Let them instill values. Why do teachers feel that they have the right to indoctrinate kids into their value systems that, whether they like it or not, parents, those potted plants that they view, they have value systems and values that are very different than what the teacher's values happen to be. So let's focus on the reading, writing, math, science, and computers. Can we do that? Is that hard? Is that controversial? If you want to have the drag queens in every school, how about you do it after school? Let kids opt in if they want. If that's what parents want to do, fine. They can have, drag queen month after school. Parents can opt in. Opt their kids in. See how fair I am?
I'm being very magnanimous. This is the thing that really bothers me, right? So they want to spend all this money on teaching your kid how to better understand drag queens. What is a drag queen? How to dress up like a drag queen? How to do your makeup like a drag queen? I wouldn't want my son or any of my kids to be in school learning about how to become anything other than a great student, a good person, and how to go on and get good grades in college. If they want to learn about things like dressing up and becoming a stripper, a Chippendale, a drag queen, any of that, that's not for school. It's just not. Anything that has sexual orientation in it, in my opinion, is a conversation that should be happening outside of school, beyond the biological explanation of how babies are made. That's it.
Well, let me add one thing to this. Now, all the talk about what schools should be teaching, et cetera, et cetera. Now the push on these issues involving gender identity and sexuality, et cetera, et cetera. It is interesting that Joe Biden, Nancy Pelosi, all these top Democrats, guess what? They're all sending their kids to private schools while every kid in California was shut out of school. And doing remote learning. Gavin Newsom, their governor's kids, was in-person learning at their private school that he was sending his kids to. So give me a break. They know that these schools suck, because if they thought they were so great, they'd be sending their own kids to them.
Exactly. And that's, and even more to the point, so you have the money to send your kids to a school that allows you to cultivate the curriculum, to work with the folks, to be involved. And you can do that with public schools too, but you have a lot less authority and you have a lot less control, but you have to be involved. You know, I'm very, very involved.
Teachers. Let's focus on that for a second. Why do I assume I could see you at the podium? You're going to be investigated as a domestic terrorist tiger mom, right?
Well,
all right, so you're going to go, and you're going to go to the microphone. Mm-hmm. First of all,
that's exactly
all of
what
you
I
up
did.
There, I'm the parent. You got that? Raise your hand if you got it.
First thing I said when I got up to the podium to the PhD, who is the superintendent, is I said, you know what? You got a doctor behind your name. I bet you can't even spell doctor, because you are not making any sense to me today. And I will tell you that much. And the whole room exploded. And they all applauded, and they all agreed. I said, you can be PhD all day long.
I told you you're a tiger mom.
Oh, I have no time for it. But what I said was, we're all here. We're engaged. We care. And I know there's a lot of American moms and dads that feel just like I do. And what I don't understand is this sudden push. You do you in your home, in your private time, the way you want to do it.
I couldn't be disciplined. Quick break. Right back. We'll continue our discussion. Hopefully not about more drag queen talk, but if need be, we will. As we continue, 800-941-SHAWN, our number, Senator Marsha Blackburn at the top of the hour. All right, as we continue our discussion... Now, I did have one instance. My son's out of school, so thank God. I mean, it's so far worse than it was when my kids were in these grades.
And the social media is out of control. It's
out of control. So, but they were showing in science class Al Gore's Earth for the Unbalanced. And so I called the science teacher. I said, he won't be attending. And he goes, are you going to teach him about, and I gave a whole list of things that he should bring up. Are you going to bring up the other side of this argument? And I recommended books to him and articles to him and sent them information. And they ended up not showing it after all. How interesting is that?
But I think that was one of those moments. See, a big part of what people aren't understanding is that everything from the baby formula shortage to cattle dying, you know, mysteriously out of nowhere.
What the hell? Have you seen the videos?
Oh, yeah.
It breaks.
Oh, yeah.
I love animals like you do. I don't have 120-pound beast next to me like you do right now, but I love animals.
He's 117. He took a couple pounds.
120-pound beast. You always underestimate it, and you had to send your cat to the cat fat farm because the cat was too big. It was three times the size of a normal cat.
Thank you for caring.
Can you put it up on Hannity.com?
No, I'm not doing that again. No.
Please?
No.
I gave into a request of yours this week. I did you a big solid.
First of all, that was an awesome request, and it was rock star, and I loved it.
You said you asked me to do something, and I did it. Did I not?
Yes, you did.
So put up a picture. What's the cat's name again?
There's Callie, there's Tango, and there's Foxy Trot.
You know the cat I'm talking about, the big one. The one that was
Foxy.
Times the normal size of a cat.
Yeah, she's not with us anymore.
All right, but just show the picture, because you had to send the cat away.
You're a problem.
I'm not a problem.
Really? You are a problem.
You
don't even like cats. You want me to put a cat on your website?
Yes, I want people to see what you did to the
poor
cat.
Maybe I should have had her get on paleo with you, you know, and do your workouts. So
listen, I'm building a lot of muscle. I'm getting strong. I'm up to 100-pound dumbbells now.
I know you're on a paleo diet. I know. That's what it's all about.
All right, Michigan. By the way, this is your attorney general, Linda, saying that you need a drag queen in every school. Did you know
that? It's disgusting. The only thing we need in every school are safety measures and precautions to protect our children, and we need people to focus on their education.
Thank you, Linda, for answering Linda in Michigan's call.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were saying that. You know what? I'm going to be quiet now. Good luck.
Oh, don't be quiet. It's too good. Don't stop. Linda.
Go ahead,
Michigan.
Linda. I'm sorry. I apologize,
okay,
Linda.
That's okay.
Hi, Linda.
I got it. We're together.
I'm passing you the baton.
God, here we go. The sisterhood. Go ahead.
Well, I just had another frivolity on this whole green energy and, you know, the oil and all those things. Well, for me, I'm waiting for the new ingredient that's going to go in my shampoo that's going to, the sun that they're going to use instead of petroleum to make my hair glow. And then I'm also looking for, you know, the hairspray where it'll look like a model because they're going to put wind power in, you know, wind ingredient into my hair. So I will look absolutely fabulous because I won't have the petroleum in there anymore or on my shampoo, my hairspray, my hair color, my body lotion, my nail polish. It's going to be fabulous. Just wait till they put all the, you know, their new Green Deal into our products.
I haven't heard about this. Do you know anything about this, Linda, the radio producer?
Which Linda are you referring to? The first Linda or the second Linda? I have not heard about this, no.
The talking Linda, go ahead.
I am talking. But no, I haven't heard about it. This is news to me.
I haven't heard about that either.
You know, they have crayons. It has petroleum. What are you going to put in there instead of the petroleum that's in the product now? You have, if you get rid of the barrel oil, you're going to lose all the other products that come from that barrel of oil. Asphalt, tires, shaving cream, lotions, hair color, nail polish, everything, the 6,000 products. So I'm looking forward to when they actually put the sun and the wind into those products.
Listen, I think you're bringing up a lot of great points. They keep talking about once we get to energy independence with renewable energies. Well, where's the renewable energy? Give me the technology that you're going to use. What's going to replace oil, gas, and coal? Because if we don't have an answer to the question or prospect even, then the idea that we're even going to talk about this is a waste of our time. It's just, it's madness.
It is madness, and that's my point. You're never going to replace it. There's no way you're going to get any of those products to have solar and wind included. It is ludicrous.
And this is what I've been saying. So all of these problems are self-induced. They're caused by the adherence to this climate alarmist religious cult, and they don't care that we suffer as long as they think they're saving the world. Anyway. I appreciate the call, Linda from Michigan. Thank you, Linda. 800-941-SEAN. If you want to be a part of the program, quick break, right back.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores. The
stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.